Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our third-party news tracker service, the first ever green bond to be issued by a financial institution in Romania will boost access to climate finance and help enhance the resilience of the banking sector while strengthening the country's capital markets. The North American Development Bank has approved three new projects in the water sector worth a total of $8.26 million. And the Eastern and Southern African Trade and Development Bank is financing the expansion of Kigali's King Faisal Hospital's outpatient facilities in Rwanda with over $14 million in a six-year primary forfeiting transaction. Over in the commodity finance space, on our headline news offering, the mining sector is becoming a new frontier for green finance as lenders take a greater interest in ESG issues. While green finance in mining has the potential to achieve positive environmental reforms, there is still uncertainty about how lending will be regulated. What challenges might regulators face as they turn their attention to this emergent area of ESG finance? TXF's Thomas Hopkins investigates. On our essentials news front, a Chinese state-owned oil company, Sinochem Group, returned to the offshore loan market for a $500 million facility this week. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, Moneta Go, a digital fraud prevention solution fintech, has hired Sunil Senpati as its head of business development. BNY Mellon has appointed Zoran Kanlik as head of financial supply chain for corporate trade treasury services. And the Black Sea Trade and Development Bank is expanding its support to SMEs in Romania with a 20 million euro leasing facility to guarantee BBVA leasing. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.